Blog Talk Radio.
How to reach the masses, men of every bird, form and answer. Jesus gave the key. Oh, the world is hungry for the living bread. Oh, Lord, lift up the Savior for men to see. And he said it by.
Lift the Savior up. This is Blog Talk Radio. This is Dr. Gregory Scott telling you how excited I am that we are going to start off this month, December, with a message from our pastor, Patricia Benjamin, whose voice will be the next one you hear. Lift him up, Lord. Amen.
Good morning, saints of God. Truly, this is the day that the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I think it would be a lot better for us all if we all felt that way, that we give thanks unto the Lord for this day, for the next hour is not promised. Thinking about people that passed away at midnight. The next hour was not promised. Thinking about when I received a phone call, for my mother was alive at 4 a.m., but by 5 a.m., she was no longer in the land of the living. So it is important to us, and especially, particularly, those of us of the household of faith, those of us who say that we are the children of God, is to reverence Him and to bless His holy name and give thanks every day. I know we just came out of a Thursday Thanksgiving, but the God of my salvation is greater than the fourth Thursday of November. For I give thanks every day to the Lord. There are days that I feel as though I don't owe him any thanks because things went opposite of what I was expecting. But even at that, he is worthy to be praised. The psalmist says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. And that's why I always like to let you know, this is the day that the Lord hath made. This is not your day. Mm-mm. You didn't make it. You are here on the universe, but you didn't make this day. You're existing in this day, but the Lord made this day. But the instructions are to rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, my God, today I thank God for Jesus, and I thank Jesus for his blood. I have had this 2019 have dealt me some low blows. For a moment there, we haven't even been on Block Talk. It was either me having a crisis or Dr. Scott having a crisis, and the enemy took us off the air for a moment. But to God be the glory. I know in the scripture where it said the Lord himself, talking about God, he rested when he had finished his creation. He rested. So we're not finished at Blog Talk, Glory United Ministries. We're not finished. We did rest. But now it's high time to get up and start working. Get up from sitting down. God can't use you sitting down. Oh, foolish Galatians who have bewitched you. I'm glad I'm not one of those this morning. I'm not a foolish Galatian. I know my Redeemer lives. I want to give honor to God and to Bishop Gregory, Dr. Scott, for allowing us to be here. God and Dr. Scott allowing us to be here one more time on Blog Talk Radio. Sorry that our number changed. Seemed like when they changed the number, it did something to me. I felt as though I had lost something. But however, I'm seeking God on what we need to do. Let's go to the Word of God. I thank God that we are to lift the Savior up. This is the very first day of December, and it's communion. Maybe one of these first Sundays I will do communion on the air. So whoever listens in the archives will feel free to be in their home and take, most people have saltine crackers in the home. They don't have the wafers, the fancy wafers with the little cup of wine. But I saw the priest do something more than one time. When he came to the house to give communion, he had his little communion set with him. And what he did was he gave them water instead of the wine or the grape juice, as many of us use. And he gave them water. And somebody might question that, but you know, the water came from his body when they pierced him in his side. Water came. The blood came. So I didn't find a problem with giving them water. I know in Exodus it tells us that the Lord allowed them to, he blessed their bread and their water and took sickness from the midst of them. Tradition tell us to drink the wine. Well, we're not going to get the wine anyway. The wine that Jesus had, we're not going to get that. He took the water. Again, there's the water. He took the water and he I chuckle because I'm reminded that there was a gentleman that came to a church that I was attending, and they put him up to speak that night. And it was funny. He said that God turned the water and the water pots to wine. I said, oh, bless his name. Now, that one I have never read. But however, he was just letting us know how dynamic our Jesus is. And he can take a water pot and turn it to wine if he chooses to do so. Because everything on this earth, everything in this universe will obey his voice. So if he speaks to the water and tell it to turn to wine, then it's going to do nothing but do what he said. The water obey God, but we don't. Somebody better catch that. The water obey that, but we don't. They obey the command from the Lord. The water obey his voice. My God, today, somebody better help me to hear God. The water. The water. The water obey his voice. And the wind, don't forget the wind. Oh, my God, when the wind was rocking the water, so they was out on the ship, and it became fierce winds, and it made the water tremble. So therefore, the boat that they were in began to rock and roll. Jesus just got up. He didn't panic. He just said, peace. Be still. They asked the question, who is this that even the wind obey his word? If I was you today in Radio Land, I would ask God, God, make me like the water. Make me like the wind that obey your voice attentively. Not only when I want you to do something for me, that's when a lot of us paid God a lot of attention. You know that, right? Your child gets sick. Your dog gets sick. Your wife, your spouse gets sick. You really want to get to God in a hurry then. But all the other time, you're not willing to obey his voice. All of us are guilty of that. God has spoken and say, don't do that anymore. And because you feel better, some of us are sick. And I'm a diabetic myself. And I'm not supposed to be indulging in sugars all the time. You got to have a little sugar in the body. You need a little bit. But not an excessive amount of sugar. And God say, don't do that. You're destroying my temple. Your sickness is not of me, it's of you. You're making yourself sick by what you put in my temple that I loaned you to worship me, to reverence me, to praise me, to adore me. I lent you that temple. Temporarily, it's your space, but it's my body. Again, this is the day that the Lord hath made. You can't make a body. Oh, a man can impregnate a woman, his seed. The blood that's in his seed is what connects with what God has given the woman to receive the child, but you still didn't make it because you didn't put not one bone there. You didn't make the brain. You didn't make the face. Oh, God is gracious. Many times he allowed you to have the son that looked just like you. In my case, my father was blessed that he had a daughter that looked just like him. And people that knew my father would say, Patty is just like you. She looked the spit image of you. On the other hand, my sister looked exactly like my mother. And yet, my sister and I, even though I look like my father and my sister looks like my mother, when you see us together, even though we don't look identical, you can see the resemblance. My sister looks like my mother, no doubt. I look like my father, no doubt. But when people see me, I can tell when I walk into the hospital when my mom was there, or into the nursing home while she was there, and I'd walk in and someone would say, "Are you Mrs. Benjamin's daughter?" And I say, "Yes, I am." So, yes, I see the resemblance. And I'm saying, my God, if they were to see my sister, they would think mom got up and walked, and they'd start running. But if you look at us across the eyes, my sister's eyes, and it resembles my father in the eyes. Yesterday, I ran across my wedding picture when I was throwing out stuff. And all of my groomsmen, or my best men, they had groomsmen, they were all on a picture together. This was 30-something years ago. And I looked, one of my brothers was in my wedding. The other one was not able. He thought he would not be able to get there. So rather than to take the spot, he said, "Please, I don't know if I can make it. Get someone else." So I did that, but he did make it. But he made it on the picture. And I looked at him. He was standing next to my brother Michael. And I said, "My God, look at these boys. They look alike." Michael's taller than he is. And Michael's a shade or two lighter than he is. But those teeth, that smile, I said, "Good Lord, these boys look like twins." And now I could see why people would say, "I get them confused. Is this Michael or this Rock?" I said, "That's Rock." And I'm saying, "Rock and Michael don't look alike to me." But I saw it yesterday on the picture. Again, this is the day that the Lord, he have made. He made it. You didn't make it. We are to rejoice and be glad in it. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Don't let Thanksgiving end on Thursday. Keep Thanksgiving alive in your mouth, in your heart. Wake up 2:00 in the morning. Turn over and just say, "Lord, I thank you." Because you were able to turn over. There are some people at 2:00 this morning, couldn't turn over, and they're not dead either. They were stricken with something, a stroke or whatever. I just looked at my text this morning from my brother, and he said, "When I was driving back home yesterday, my neck is now stiff." He says, "I don't know if it's stress." Because we got alarming news on yesterday. And so I had to call the police, and then I had to call my brother. And he had to go and see what was going on. So just the stress, and this is really the first time he's had to deal with anything concerning my mom's home in New York without me there to handle it. He had to go it alone. But I sent Jesus ahead of him, and I sent him again to take that stress off of his body in the name of Jesus, because we are giving thanks. Even for the stiff neck, we are giving thanks, because it's not a stroke or a heart attack, just an uncomfortable feeling in his neck. We are giving thanks to God. And you're going to have to start doing the same thing. Oh, this is the first Sunday in December. I haven't been on in a while. I just have not felt like it. But I tell you what, I can assure you this. I may not have been on Blog Talk Radio, but I was in the presence of Jesus. I may not been here speaking the word of God in your hearing, but the Lord heard my voice. When I woke up, I said, "Lord, I thank you for another day." And as I'm in the kitchen with my coffee pot, and I said, Lord, I thank you. I give thanks all the time. I'm driving in my car, and I'll just throw my hand up and just say, Lord, I thank you. I give him a wave offering. Lord, I thank you. God is pleased with me. I thank God for Jesus on this morning. Lift the Savior up. And I'm doing that whether I'm on Blog Talk or in the grocery store. I find a way to lift up my Savior, Jesus Christ. I tell you, nobody is worthy of that honor but He, Jesus. So I hope you followed me, because I went the way that I was led to go. And I pray that you caught that. That was a nugget that God put out there, saying that the water obey him, the wind obey him. But what happened to you? That preaches by itself. You all have to know when God has spoken. I don't need to rear up, rear back, and do all of that. God has preached this message already, but he preached it in a question. How about you? Why is it that I was mindful of man, and I made him a little lower than the angels and crowned him with glory and honor, but yet man continues to just not to obey my word, my voice? I told you, he said, don't eat this, don't eat that. It's not good for you. Don't go there. That's a bad place to go. Don't go in there. Don't talk to her. That's going to be trouble. Stay away from that side of town, because that's not a good place to be. Stay away. Stay away. Turn away from. Stop your sinning. Repent. Turn away from sin. Denounce sin on every hand. Walk upright before me, so that I can say that I have great pleasure in you. But yet, he's so merciful. He lets the sun shine on us. Disobedient children, he lets the sun shine on us because he loves us so much. But he will punish you, trust me. You will pay. I know they used to say, if you dance to the music, you have to pay the piper. If you continue to go in your own way, many of the sufferings that you're going through, God had nothing to do with that. Your own disobedience puts you there. It puts you there. It puts you there. Now you expect God to work a miracle. Wow. Oh, foolish Galatians. Who has bewitched you, that you will not obey the voice of God? Come on, people of God. I'm not talking to the sinners. I'm talking to those who claim that they've been born again, claiming to be washed in his blood, claim that they have been baptized with the Holy Spirit. You can't buy it. No. God gives it. But the wind, when he said, peace, be still. When he commanded that the water be turned into wine. So somebody that was there said, now look, I've been to several weddings before, but this wedding is different from all the others. They said, well, what do you mean it's different from all the others? We here getting our groove on. We partying hardy, enjoying ourselves. Eating the fatted calf, we eating good. Why is this one so different to you? He said, because they saved the best for the last. The wine that they had in the beginning was okay, but the best wine was made at the commandment of Jesus. And you know, Jesus is, I'm trying to read out of my Bible, but he keeps going this way for a reason. You know, listen, they were stunned. They were astonished at the fact that what in the world is he doing? Why does he want these water pots? Why does he want the water pots? This is a wedding. People don't drink water at a wedding. They drink wine. What is wrong with him? Is he crazy? But Mary said, whatever he say, do, do it. And that's what I'm here to tell you this morning. Whatever God say, do, do it. Do it. And the howling winds in your life will subside. The waters that's about to overflow you and drown you will be your wine. Oh, God, I love you. I love the Lord, and I just do. I love the Lord, and that's that. You have to do what's right in the sight of God. I hear my mother singing, I'm learning to lean on Jesus, finding more power than I ever dreamed, for I am learning to lean on Jesus. Isn't that beautiful? That when you obey his voice, you can really honestly and truly say, I'm learning to lean, that I'm obeying his voice. I am obeying the voice of the Lord. I am learning to lean in the direction that he has ordered for me, because the steps of a good man and a woman too are ordered by the Lord. It's not your steps. You can't do that. When God tell you to do something, do it. Mary told him, do what he says. Stop trying to be your own boss. Stop trying to be your own person. Stop. Especially if you call yourself a child of God. Learn to lean on Jesus. No, you don't understand what's happening a lot of times. No, we don't. He don't even reveal that to us until later. But that's where you have to trust him, that he's not going to make a mistake. You're not going to be left out unless you continue to not obey his word. Many things have happened to us because we brought them on ourselves. And it continue to happen because we don't obey God's word. Yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. But that love also is conditional. You need to obey the voice of God, the word of God. And the voice of God many times comes through us preachers. For I am hearing from God and I am putting it out there. I'm not making this up. I may be telling a story, but I'm not making the story up. I'm trying to help you have a better relationship with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Ah, this is the day that the Lord has made. You can't do anything about it, that's for sure. It's raining right now, but you can't fix that. I don't care how much education you may have. I don't care how much money you may have in the bank and all of that stuff. I don't care how much money you got in your pocket. You can't fix that. God has chosen to send rain. The rain comes. God even sends the snow. But he doesn't send it to harm us. He sends it because the earth needs it. But the devil get in it. Just like he did the wind. The wind was nice wind, but it became rough because the devil was in it. And Jesus just told it, peace. He said, I don't know who this message is for this morning or this afternoon or tonight or early in the morning. But God is saying, obey me. There's things that's not going to change until you obey what God has spoken through the voice of his prophets, his apostles, and his preachers. You cannot be Bing Crosby when you say that you are a child of God. Bing Crosby, I believe, is his name. He said, maybe Frank Sinatra, one of them. Boy said, I did it my way. I think it was Frank Sinatra. I did it. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I did it my way. But, you know, I like something that he said in that particular song. He said, there are times when I knew that I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I stood tall and I faced it all and did it my way. And that's what has happened to many of us. We have bitten off more than we can chew by being disobedient. But through it all, Andre Crouch says, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. And I've learned to trust in God. He did it his way too, but he took his way and connected it with the way of God. He said, through it all, I learned to trust in Jesus. See, he's doing it his way. He says, I've got to get to trust Jesus. And I learned, he said, to trust God because I couldn't fix what I messed up. I couldn't fix what I bit off, what I chewed. I ate it and I spit it out. It was bitter, but I had to trust in Jesus and I had to trust in God. I learned to depend upon his word. He had to stop doing it his way. Had to start trusting in God, so he ate it up. Yes, what he did wrong. And he spit it out. When he spit it out, he realized that, hey, I going to learn how to trust in Jesus and learn to trust in God through it all. Woo! Through it all. Yes, I learned to depend upon. He says, I've had many tears and sorrow. I've had questions for tomorrow. There were times when I felt so all alone. But in my lonely hours, all the dark and lonely hours, Jesus let me know that I am his own. Do it all. Hey, God, I learned how to trust in Jesus. Ah, and I learned to trust in God. Now, is everything going well for me? No, yet. My niece would say when she was a little girl, she said, "Nah, chick, is everything the way I would like for it to be in my life on this day, this first day of December of 2019? Is it everything? Is all my I's dotted? Is all the T's crossed for me?" No. No. But yet, I give thanks. And I too am asking God to let me be like the water that obey his voice in the storm. Let me be like the wind that obey him. My God. Oh, no, I'm not going to tell you about seed time and harvest. You've heard enough of that. But the only way to make it in, you got to obey God. You got to live right. Seed time and harvest help you to have material things here on this earth. I don't need any money in heaven. I just need to get there. I just need to get to heaven. When I get to heaven, what a day, they say in my church, they sing the song. When I get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing it will be. When I see Jesus, we will sing and shout the victory. Let's go to the gospel. Let's go to Paul's gospel. And I'm going to be finished because I am going out to the house of the good Lord. Oh, bless his name. He's so wonderful. He's so wonderful. He's so wonderful. He's so wonderful. Jesus, my Lord, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Paul and Timothy, bond servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi. I'm reading Philippians 1, verses, chapter 1, that was verse 1. With the bishops and the deacons, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace and peace are on the same level. They're on the same team. They are hearing from the same God. Grace to you and peace from our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. Always in every prayer of mine, making requests for you all with joy. That's what us pastors are supposed to be doing. Making requests to God on the behalf of our parishioners, our listeners, or however way you want to go about it. Asking God in joy to continue to bless you. But again, you got to obey God. There's no need in me asking God to bless you with a car and you won't listen to the voice of God and go to the car dealer. We've got to learn how to listen to God. If God says, stop doing that, stop. And, you know, we always want to put a sin on a cigarette, an alcoholic, or a drug addict. Or those people, they're going to hell and 'cause they doing this and doing that. Well, people that's having sex out of wedlock, we always like to throw slam at them. But yet God tell us, well, y'all need to stop being a busybody, meddling in other men's affairs. That's none of your business. But we church folk figure because we're not smoking and drinking and hoe hopping and doing all that stuff that the world does. We got a seat in the kingdom. Not so. Because number one, we are not obeying the voice of God. He said, get up and go to my house. Forsake not the assemblings of yourself. Oh, I can watch it on TV. Oh, I got up and I prayed this morning. That's good enough. But he said, for you, forsake not the assembling of yourself together. Well, where do we assemble that? At the house of God. Where's the house of God? A place that we call the church. Who is the church? I am the church. But we have a building that, because I am the church, when I walk in it, it make it even that much more the church, the house of God. If he tell you to stop overeating, and we keep right on. I watch that program sometime on TV, and it's disgusting. TLC, I believe it is. And in my 600-pound life, and my 900 pounds and need a crane to pick the person up and even bring them for the man to even do a surgery of any kind on them. Those people weigh over 1,000 pounds. And you know how they got there? No. It's not the thyroid gland. It's the mouth. I watched one woman one night. I had to call my sister. I said, Sissy, get such and such. This is the call letter, because she's in another state, so she may not have 28 like I have. So she has to get it from her state. But this is the call letters. See if you can find it. And she said, okay. And she said, oh, this big fat woman. I said, Lord, Sissy, look at her. She weighed 900 and some pounds. She said, good Lord. And guess what? People, her family was bringing her food. This chick sat up there with 5 pizzas. And all the pop she could drink. And, oh, Lord, tons of food. They just loaded her up with the. She just sat on the bed, in the bed, and just ate her food right there. She did that, but she didn't hear God tell her to stop, apparently. And look at the condition she ended up in. And then the doctor said she's going to die because we can't fix this. She's damaged her heart from all of this eating. She wasn't born that way. For some reason, she must have became depressed or felt unloved or something to get herself in that condition. Me, myself, I'm overweight myself. I need to be in the hundreds. That's where I need to be. And if I went into the hundreds, I wouldn't have need of my diabetes, insulin, or my pills, or my blood pressure medicine. It wouldn't be any need for those. But because I choose that I'm a great cook and an excellent baker, and I enjoy what I cook. If I didn't like what I was fixing, then maybe I wouldn't eat it. But I'm going to obey God's voice, not to destroy the temple with food, being disobedient. I'm going to do better for me. That's up to you how you do you. But I don't want to be sick. I don't want to be walking around with a bag of pills. I want to be healthy. With whatever little bit of health I have left, I'm going to try to arrest what I have before I destroy it completely. I don't want to go blind because my blood pressure is so high or my diabetes is out of control. I don't want my kidneys to shut down on me because I kept abusing them with food. I don't want my heart to give out because I'm eating everything that's fat. I don't want a fat blocker. I want to block the fat by not eating it. I don't want that. I want to not just be holy, but I want to be healthy. I want to be a good soldier in the army of the Lord, not laying on the bed just eating and eating and eating and eating and eating. My God, The poor woman had eaten herself to where she could not even stand up. Now you know. God spoke, but nobody paid him any attention. Let's get back to the word so I can close out. For your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Oh, I'm reading from my New Spirit-filled Bible. James, King James says it, that he will, he then who has begun a great work in you shall not complete it, is not the word, shall perform it, I believe, in my King James says he will perform it until, he will perform it until, thank you, Holy Ghost, until the day of Jesus Christ. Inasmuch as both in my chains and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you all are partakers with me of grace. For God is my witness how greatly I long for you all with the affections of Jesus Christ. And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment, that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness. My God, this is what we want to be like, filled with the fruits of righteousness. You all better read this Philippians. I know a lot of Christians don't pick up their word and read it. I don't know what's wrong with them. Anyhow, fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. I'm going to stop there and bless his name. I pray that when you go into the archives that you'll be able to hear this message and make a change in your life and ask God, say, God, make me like the wind and make me like the water, that when you speak, I will obey your voice. Jesus made that statement. He said, you know, my sheep know my voice, and another they will not follow. I thank God for this day. Someone wasn't granted this day. They had yesterday, but they're not here today. And that's every day. But it only hits home when it's people in our family or people that we know. Where I come from in New York, if a person died, they said, people are leaving here. Well, people leave every day, but they don't know them. So that's why it doesn't really, you know, bother them in a sense. But if they know the person, they'll say, honey, people are leaving here every day. And then at my home, they'll say, well, wonder who else going to go, because they usually go in threes. So, you know, but however, people leave here every day. And guess what? People come here every day. Someone died yesterday. Someone was born yesterday. Someone died this morning. Someone was born this morning. So people are constantly coming and going. But what we need to focus on is pleasing God. And when a man's ways please him, I'm talking scripture now, when a man's ways please him, God will not withhold any good thing from him. So let's get in a hurry to be like the wind and the water. Obey God's voice I heard a lady preach once. She said, do what he say, get what he got. I'm looking for healing. I want to be right, and I want to be whole. So that's what I'm asking God to do for me. So let me obey him so that I can do what he has called me to do in peace and without suffering. Yes, many are the afflictions of the righteous, and the Lord does heal us out of them all. But let it be something that came from something that I didn't do. Because some of this stuff we can change ourselves. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and the people of God, they do say amen to the word. And the word of the Lord is blessed. God bless you.
How to reach the masses, men of every birth, form, and accent. Jesus gave the key. Oh, the living bread, oh Lord, lift up the saints.